Among the biggest losers of the election this month were Massachusetts Republicans. The state GOP will enter the new year with a smaller minority on Beacon Hill, no members of Congress, and internal divisions that are forcing a reckoning. This morning, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks looks at the state's incredible shrinking Republican Party and its fight for the future.
Just how bad was the election for Massachusetts Republicans? Tom Mountain knows. He's the vice chairman of the state GOP, and he doesn't mince words.
We got completely clobbered. We were decimated. It was terrible.
That pretty well sums it up. But hold on, there's more.
We didn't pick up a single congressional seat. We lost in the Senate. Every state committee member who ran for something from Congress to county commissioner lost. It was a complete debacle. You can't get around it.
The election further eroded the party's slim minority on Beacon Hill. Come January, Republicans will have just 30 seats in the 160-person House. And in the 40-member Senate, they'll have just 3 seats. Anthony Amore, who ran unsuccessfully for Secretary of State in 2018, is another Republican activist who calls the mass GOP's condition dire.
Our membership is decreasing. Our financial position, suffice it to say, it's not great. And outside of the governor, we don't have any statewide office holders or members of the congressional delegation. So I'd be lying if I said we're in good shape.
Amore says the state Republican Party is hobbled by internal divisions. Leading the party is Chairman Jim Lyons, who has embraced President Trump as the party's brand. You'll even find a picture of Trump on the party's website. And Lyons supports the president's baseless claims of election fraud.
I have no problem with the president pursuing what he believes are his legal constitutional rights. I have no problem with that at all.
But that puts the party leadership at odds with the state's most successful Republican, Governor Charlie Baker, a moderate who didn't vote for Trump and who criticizes the president for failing to acknowledge Joe Biden's election victory. Here's Baker speaking to reporters last week.
One of the things I don't believe people should stand for, if you're any place in elective office, is this idea somehow that elections are only legit if you win.
More than a few Bay State Republicans are frustrated with the party's leadership and say it's time for a change. Among them, Sean Dooley, a state rep from Norfolk, who plans to challenge Lyons for chairman in January.
We're obviously going backwards. I think the overall messaging is poor. I think we have a problem with the brand.
Dooley faults the party for being too focused on Donald Trump instead of on core Republican issues.
The current leadership of the Mass GOP, has been very, very aggressive. We've come across as very negative. We look to be more the party of no. We're against a lot of things, as opposed to we're supposed to be a party of ideas. We're supposed to be a party of solutions.
But the current GOP chairman, Jim Lyons, is unapologetic about the embrace of President Trump. The recent electoral losses notwithstanding, Lyons says Trump has energized a core of Republican voters who will help the party win elections in the future.
I am very optimistic that President Trump has brought a groundswell of people who were uninvolved to get involved. So I'm very, I'm kind of like Newt Gingrich. I'm a happy warrior.
But Lyons' critics say focusing on Trump voters is a bad strategy for broad electoral success in Massachusetts. Speaking to reporters recently, Governor Baker suggested the state GOP rethink how it reaches voters by pivoting away from Trump and national politics and focusing instead on local issues. The state GOP has a strained relationship with Baker, but Republican Jane Swift, who served as lieutenant governor and acting governor, says the party should heed Baker's advice, even embrace him.
They should be courting Charlie Baker. They should send him flowers. They should see how he likes his coffee and make sure that they can deliver it to him.
Swift says Baker, who's very popular and a prodigious fundraiser, could be a powerful asset for the party.
It is shocking to me that a party that is almost irrelevant, that has an asset like Charlie Baker, would be so almost at war with the most important attribute that they have.
Tom Mountain agrees. The vice chair of the state GOP says he too is considering running for party chairman.
We have to stop this contentious game with the governor because it doesn't do us any good. He is our Republican leader, and we have to treat him as such.
Mountain is among a number of Republicans who say if the party hopes to recover from the clobbering it took on Election Day, step one would be a serious effort to unite the party. And that begins with mending fences with Baker. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.